Well, I'm calling in with an update, progress report. I was hoping by now I'd be saying things like, well, I'm putting the finishing touches on this and that, but that's not happening. What has happened over the last 3 or 4 weeks, actually, is that I've had to put everything aside, composing-wise, and I've been doing some extra conducting for the Charlotte Symphony and the Civic Orchestra, filling in for Alan Yamamoto while he had to be called out of town. And that with everything else in, you know, just daily life. I haven't done any composing for about 3 or 4 weeks, which actually has turned out to be a good thing because I have just this week come back to things with kind of fresh eyes and ears just to see where everything was and discovered that some things that I thought were weak and not very, I didn't know where they were going. I could see some possibilities and I thought they were actually in better shape than I thought. And was just able to see things with a more objective viewpoint. So that's actually, I think, it was actually good to get away from it for a little while and come back. Another significant development is that I finally decided on what will comprise the last movement. I had been thinking it would be one painting, and I kept trying to find a way to make it work, but I couldn't. So I finally decided on a painting called Burning of Darkness, and I'll be sending you the link to that. It's one of the more mystical works of Nicholas Roeric. It takes place in a cave with these deep blue rock, jagged cliffs of rocks. And there's a story behind it that's, you know, rather complicated, but it does have a kind of a mystical overtone to it. So that's going to be the last movement. And I'm working on that now. I'm just starting to put ideas for that together. And kind of coincidental with that is that I just got an email, and you have to take full credit for this, for setting up the web blog and putting things up on your website. I got an email from a composer in England who's been working along similar lines, also been studying the work of Nicholas Roeric and very much interested in some of the esoteric uses of music and gongs and overtone singing. And he saw the connection to my website and to the WDAV site. He wrote to me, and we've set up some communication. So that's one of the wonders of the web that I think couldn't have imagined several years ago. And his name is Frank Perry, and I'll send you the link to his website. It's pretty extensive. Finally, it was my birthday about 2 weeks ago, and I got a brand new Chinese gong, which has been immediately incorporated into the piece. So I've been having some fun just banging around and just playing with sounds this week. I'm feeling confident that the piece will really be something unusual,